Shlomo Weisbart.
Sorry, this is Rachel Gimel. Last time we spoke about where to light the Shabbat lights, remember? We light that on Friday night. Where should you go?
Should I go to the
Really? Let's just find the halacha here. We said there's really two options where to light. Right, here we are. So we said, well, that's how our northerner lights, yeah? So we said, the maestro, if a person's invited out on Friday night, the problem is, what's going to happen? He's going to go out Friday night, comes home, the cans have gone out. The chayr, yeah? The chayr's a problem, that. So there's two options. Either you light where you're going to eat, which is not always so practical, because it means you have to go to the other balabos's house very early. I don't want you. The chayr knows what it's like. He said, not always they want you to come too early. You kind of have to stay and hang around there for an hour and a quarter, whether they want it. So the maestro's not surprised. So if you could do it there, that's good. If you can't, so we said last time, another eitz would be to light at home, and either someone has hung off the light straight away. Now, without eating, you're supposed to have to eat there. So the mice is not going to be able to eat there because you're having a kiddush. But maybe a child, under bar mitzvah or something, could eat there. That's called having a no'al l'chol. That's also good. You're a cotton. He has a no'al from the lights. That's good enough. Or we said you have extra long candles, and they burn, and these extra long candles burn, and when you come home, you come along and sit down and have someone off from it. You sit down there, have something to eat or whatever, and drink there, that's good enough. We were clearing, I haven't found this clearly, just sitting by the lights, if that's enough. We said already from Moshe Feinstein, they seem to say that sitting there and davening or learning is good enough, but just to sit by the lights, that I've not found a makor for this, just to be able to do that. Yeah, I must say,
When you sit and daven, whatever, or learn, whatever, do you have to actually...
That's what we had this question last week, yeah, we weren't sure. Because pastors just sit there without any... Pastors just sit there and you have an electric light, you've got nothing. So it has to be you having an offering, you're sitting near enough to have an offering it. Stop it, right, I'm saying, no, who does that? No, we said this last time. I'm going to come to this now, actually, because this come up a few times. I want to clarify this point over here. That's what I'm saying. This is a big halacha this over here. Let's just see if we can find this. Reish Samar Gimel. I've
got a wrong chinuch here.
I'm wondering about the candle you have to light on the altar. You have to have a candle, which is a candle burning. Is that a chinuch gimel? Yeah. There's no chinuch
gimel.
In there?
Everything's
up. Everything's up. I can't remember. I've read this with me, actually. The Mishnah Brewers says quite clearly, I forgot to bring it with now. Chet Gimel, very interesting halacha there. The Mishnah Brewers took, I need Reish Samar Gimel, I think it's called that. What Chet is that? It's very interesting, Reish Samar Gimel says there, he's got a cat in Kashmir, that one was people used to light in their house and then eat their meal in a chotzer. When it was light, I was so honest. So Mishnah Brewer says, a waste of time is no good. So Mishnah Brewer says, interesting thing, if you come and sit by the lights, just for a bit, you're yotze. Now that Mishnah Brewer is clearly talking about where it's still light. It's not dark inside the house. So you see this, you saw it around of it, clearly, that if a person sits by lights, even though he's not actually benefiting from the light, but sitting at the table with lights is called a hanor. It's a moody digger now, but you see when that Mishnah Brewer. Again, you hear that, it's a moody digger ayah. Someone told me this right last week, and I thought, watch him now. It says clearly, Mishnah Brewer's talking about, brings the Morgan of Ron there, a case of a person who eats in Lachotza. He lights in his house, and he eats his meal in Lachotza. Morgan of Ron says, that's a big problem, actually. You're wasting your time because you're not having enough lights. So the Mishnah Brewer brings the Morgan of Ron. If you go back in and you have Hanor you sit at the table with the lights, that's okay. The cash is that's talking about daylight. It's not talking about dark. That's what I'm telling you. You are, my friend, because you know. No, you are. Because when you make. No, I'll tell you. Haraya, when a person makes a simcha, a chasno or a brisuda, they're often candlelights at the table.
Candlelights all over.
Where? No, a simcha you make, you put candlelights.
When I sit at home and I see the garden lights, I have a lot of love.
That's not because I wanted it. Because I wanted it. The shasta achil, it should be a no. I think that's called an halacha. I don't say halacha as I wanted, but in there, Mishnah Berurah is clear there that you're sitting at a table and there's lights on the table and you're having a knot, that's called having a knot. So that is definitely okay. But when you're not having a knot from the lights, you know you're not reading from the lights, you're not helping in the eating, that's good enough. But when you come to sit down by the table, you just have a knot there, that don't is good enough, personally.
Okay,
we'll come to electrolytes. Let's come to electrolytes tonight, hopefully, better. Yeah, come to electrolytes, mummy tonight. Because electrolytes, I don't know if it works.
If you switch them off before she lights the candles, then she's got a
problem. Okay, so we're all taking on. Let's speak about electric lights. Come on to electric lights. Let me just finish on one other thing over here. We said that the lights, pasta should burn in at your meal time, at least, really, till the end of the meal. At least, but the evidence should burn at least at the beginning. You have a kazayas for bread at least while you're having a candlelight burning. That's what should be at least. Okay.
You do the rates in before you turn the light off or not?
Right, let's come to it. Everyone's asked about it. Let's come on to this. Now, there's a big question first of all. Everyone's saying, we know there's a mitzvah of lokas aneiros. What's the mitzvah of lokas aneiros? That's our lokas shulchan aruch. I haven't got shulchan aruch here, but the lokas shulchan aruch, there's a mitzvah to light neiros Shabbos. The lokas shulchan aruch is that the ideal light is shemen shel zayis. That gives a nice light, and that is really the best form of lighting lights. Many possibly say that nowadays, the way our candles burn, also burn very nicely, that one can be yitzur with that as well, like Lechat Chila. I don't know if that's as good, but it seems to be there's an interesting thing about that. There's a hiddur as well, besides having the candle that burns nicely, a nice flame, is a hiddur, it looks like as well, to have the main roast, the candelabra is also meant to be nice. It's also a hiddur in the mitzvah of Nereshach. One must be careful though, I didn't realize this actually. You can get these seven candelabra, the seven-pronged candelabra. Now that's not ideal because the person shouldn't copy something which is a mishkan. Now you're going to tell me in a mishkan it was on a straight line, and many of these candelabras are around. Even so, many before, that's still a problem. It's still problematic to have a candelabra which is seven-pronged. I don't know what you call it, seven-branch candelabra.
It's always got seven members.
Yeah.
So you
can still light it. You shouldn't use a seven. What's it called again?
Seven branch
candelabra. You shouldn't have it in your house.
Seven.
Yeah. So you have six now.
Seven.
Should
buy an eight.
Oh, eight. Yeah. Oh, you have an eight. So it's interesting. I didn't realize. It's interesting times actually.
You buy an eight. Can you light eight even though you're supposed to light seven?
Yeah, it's not about accurate. You light extra when you can. But why do you want to have the more full up? You want to have the more lighting.
Well, one looks
tough.
The middle one. The middle one. The eight. Usually the middle.
Yeah, it's also true. Actually, the middle one's normally raised. Actually.
It doesn't have to
yeah.
be lit.
I've got one at home, actually. I'm just trying to think what it reminds me more than seven.
Seven has to be the same level, and if you have seven, then one of them's higher.
No. I think it's all important. It looks like, I'm possibly saying it's all important. It looks like not machalic, it looks like. Even in the menorah, it might be all right. I haven't got a safe in front of me, but it's very interesting, actually, over here. It looks like it's a problem, yeah? Even if it's eagle, a circle also is a problem, even though the mice is earth. However, that's an interesting. Oh, I'll tell you what you can do, Menachem David, if you want to get around this problem. The problem is only with metal. It's only a matcha sticker one. Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. It's only one shel matkas. This is Reish Samach of Dalet. It's involved. Reish Samach is
involved.
Sharak al Hashmonim, Chutz Meinim, Alikim, and all other oils you can use on Shabbos. And we call Mokum Shemen Zayis when I'm Mokum. Shemen Zayis is the best. That's the best one to use if one can use it. So again, come back to this candelabra over here. A seven-branch candelabra is a problem, but the postulum says only if it's metal. A glass one is takamos. I've got a glass one, so I just realized now, mine's at home, a glass. A glass one is no problem. So if you want to get a seven one, you can get a glass one. But so to use a metal one, lechore, is not so good. Okay.
And if four candles go out, like two are still burning,
that's the wrong one. Once you lit, Moishi, even if it goes out, there's no problem. No question always asking. But once you lit, that's good enough. You don't have to worry about if it goes out. Now, Rabbi, I don't really understand this whole shayla. I must tell you, let's see if we can get this a bit clearer. Are you allowed to use electric lights for Neiros Shabbos? All of you telling me switch off the electric light and they get around all these problems. First of all, what question one has to ask oneself is, may you use an electric light, Moishi, for Neiros Shabbos? Now, the beauty is, Moishi, whatever answer you give me is not wrong. Do you know that, Moishi? I like a lot of things like that. What's the shayla? I've looked a bit into the shayla today. It's interesting. Some poskim holds, very interesting, the Sofnas Paner says that you're not being maldik anything. Very interesting swallow. He tells you're not lighting anything. What you do is you push a switch down and now the electric current goes through. And that's not called a maishas lock, he says. Chiddush. So he tells you can't use an electric light. That's a softness panea. The Marshag also writes, he writes an interesting story. He tells us there's no shalheves, there's no flame. There's no wick with a flame. And therefore it's not called out. What? Oh, come to me, let's say this. He tells the miser, you haven't got a wick with a flame, and therefore that's not what Chazal wants. That's not called a miser locus aleris. Yeah? That's what he writes, the Marshag writes. It's like a gacheles, it's nothing. The Levushe Modcha writes that there's no shemen there at all. You've got nothing, there's no something to burn. It's an electric car, but there's nothing there in front of you. Which my other possible water time is that you need to have in front of you a shear to burn. Here, the electric current is in a substation. It's not in front of you here. And therefore, you're not used to it with electric lights. That's what many poskim take on. I must say, it's not as clear. Many poskim take on this. On the other hand, there are many other poskim who take on that you can use an electric light. The Moshe, who did I write over here? That's Matirin. That's the Beis Yitzchok. He writes, and listen carefully to his losh, I'm not so sure it's going to help you nowadays. He writes, the Beis Yitzchok, Kol mo'oy hadzovu b'psila. Any light which is stuck to some sort of wick is called an air. Now, these are the old-fashioned lights, I must tell you, the old bulbs, taka, were like this. They had like a wire inside, which got red. I don't know whether what the poskim was speaking about there, who are matter, it's talking about our lights. The Moshe LED, for example, has got nothing.
And if they switch someone off? Why do you go on the street
and the lights? Well, you like that question, Moshe, going in the street. Yeah, I think you like that one, Moshe, yeah?
I'm talking about the spotlight.
Yeah, I know, you like this question. You've asked me this before, Moshe, this question about the lights. Okay. You can try and avoid it if you can, but if you can't avoid it, you're all right. That's the thing. But you can't be used to it. Yeah, so they were talking about that maybe the wick is the what's it called? That white metal, it's like a metal filament, yeah. That could be like the Nair. Now, I don't know, our fluorescent lights, I don't know what goes on over here. I don't, you've got any light inside here at all. Yes. Even so, I didn't see this in a poskim. The poskim on Matir seem to allow electric lights as well. I can't machri, it's very hard to know what to tell you. Lemaisa, what many poskim do say is that the chatchila one should light certainly with neiros, proper neiros. If one is in a place where one's stuck, the Moshe, the hospital, for example, in many of these places you can't light a neiros there. Smoke an hour, you can't. Maisa, it's not possible to light with a candle. So then many poskim say that in such a case one may use an electric light. Whether you could make a broch on it is another question. So there's two issues. First of all, can you use it? And even if you can use it, then can you be so much that you can use it and make a broch on it? Very interesting svara. It's hard to make, I must tell you, it's very hard to make what say there. Someone have asked me, I normally say the Marshal, the best is to light it but without a brocha. But there are other people who say you can make a brocha. There are poskim who say certainly you can make a brocha.
Happens a minute that if somebody misses our first one week, then
you have to show it up. Whoa, can't you?
Just ask my question.
Whoa, what's your
question?
Shh.
No,
so you
want
to know that there's a drop of knas. If you miss out 1 week, you need to light the extra net. So can you get out of that class if the mice was... And let's say somebody forgot. But what was that class
really? Well, first of all, Pashtus had lockers on him. He's asking for Kavola to be lit for Shabbos, yeah? The person's got electric light burning before Plag HaMincha. That's not called a lock of Shabbos.
Have you switched on and off?
Well, you did it with Kavona.
You're in
the
hospital.
Say, if... Well, okay, not more.
So you light the light switch and switch off and on.
So if you're relying on a shittle, that's called a lockers on him. She's got no canas. If you're relying that you can be yotze that shitter with hadlokas on edge, you've got nothing else to use, then you can zechot no kanas. He's asking another kasha. Let's say someone forgot to light Neir Shabbos. Interesting question. Someone was supposed to light in this room Neir Shabbos. He forgot. It happens, I said. It happens, people forget. But why was it always? He had an electric light burning.
It wasn't a chamfer.
Terence says there, you're not machamfri. You're not machamfri hadlokas. You can't be yotze Neir Shabbos. You didn't have a kabbalah. The chore won't help you at all.
Can you use the extra light as a
canas?
Can't
you
every week I put light on?
Use a candle. When you make a canas, use a candle. The canas has to be a candle.
You can't make a broth on it. It's
that's what I'm telling you again. Let me make it clear what I said. There's a big shiloh. Well, let me repeat what I said. I hope it's not clear what I said. There's a big shiloh whether you can be yotze with electric lights. Some poskim hold there's no ner, there's no shemelet, nothing. Other poskim hold that is called a ner. That's try number one. Even the possible.
It's not a layer at all.
If it's lumps, you can't make a block, can't you? You're not used to it.
No, are you
a canast? Yeah, not at all. But you only have a mix, it's not called lighting. But I'm just telling you, many poskim take on that bit of effort. If someone is stuck, he's somewhere stuck in Washington Hospital, he's got no possibility to light a candle there, then you can rely on the shits which hold you can be get to electric light. If you're relying on that shit, there's no canast, obviously. So I'm telling you, Bidi Eved, if someone's stuck somewhere, he's allowed to rely on electric lights. Whether you can make a broch on it, that's another issue. There's two separate issues. One is whether you can use it, and then another issue, can you go so far to make a broch on it? So I'm saying, Zicha Bidi Eved, if someone's stuck somewhere, I mean, the thing is, you must realise, it can be on Erev Shabbos, someone's running very late, and he really has got no candles. He's run out of candles, he can't go to his neighbour. So I'm saying, you could take oil from, really, what you could do is you could take oil from the, what you call it, from the kitchen cupboards, put it into a glass and put something in there, a little wicker something inside it. I mean, it's not very hard to find something, but if you haven't got, your mum is stuck, or someone's in hospital, or someone's somewhere where you can't light there, then you can rely on your shit that like electric lights are good enough to be used for
mixing.
If you're using, well, the electric light's got the same as the nailers. So again, if you're using electric lights in the room where you're eating, then that's the hanor of electric lights in the room eating. If you're going to put it in a toilet, the moshel, the nair, that's a shalom bias light. You don't want to trip open the toilet when you go in. So you can use that light, the shalom bias light. You could be good to do that as well. So you could use electric light anywhere you want. So I'm saying, Sama Boroshara, a woman's having a baby in the hospital, and she knows she can't light candles there. The best thing you're going to do is your electric light. I just say, Shlomo Zalman brings this time there, and Shlomo Zalman's got, he's going with this mahalach that you haven't got the electric in front of you. So his time is that you haven't got all the show in front of you, it's a problem. So Shlomo Zalman says, much better to get a torch, which has got a battery, everything's in front of you. The whole unit of electricity is in front of you, and you can use that for your neighbor's shabbos.
Flick it on and off.
Flick on and off. A torch is actually much more practical for a woman, if she's in a hospital, if someone's in a hospital. You can move the torch afterwards with a shino, wherever, if you move the shino, it's a shino, but you can move the torch afterwards, and you can be used to that. To have an electric light on in your bedroom, that's not always so practical, she can't sleep. Yeah, the question of Zohar B'Shom. Again, the Sama Akkav, the Ikka Halacha is that you have to have one. If you do the Kavona, no, I don't think so. No. No, the Ikka Halacha is if you lit the Kavona, even if it's only one, you don't get Kavona,
don't you? You can't turn it off, just leave it on.
Leave it on, but you can move it to the side then, and wash your cover. If it's a torch, you can put something over it to block the light, then it's much easier. So a torch, as Shlomo Zalman says, it's got a big minor torch, you've got all the electricity, all the fuel is in front of you. That's a big minor type of electricity. Electricity has to come from the substation. You haven't got anything in front of you at the time. That could be a chesaron. Whereas if you've got everything in front of you, that's much better. So again,
what was this passage which said that you only use a lot of scenarios with the
electric light? Yeah.
So then on Yom Tov, would it be a isav neshel batala to light your little candles which aren't moistened or bechlal, and you use the scenarios with the?
But my friend, I don't understand what you've done on Yom Tov. You talk about second day Yom Tov, yeah? But that light was lit on first Yom Tov. You didn't do halakha for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. You can't be Yotze if you didn't do a Hadlocker for Yom Tov. Are you with me?
Yeah.
You have to do a Maisa Hadlocker. In order to be Yotze, I should do a Maisa Hadlocker.
Why
can't
you just do like
a
woman until Friday night? Just close your eyes and
then
open up.
Why can't there's a non-Jew to do? Why can't there's a non-Jew to do
for you? Moshe, you like these non-Jews also, but I like with you, Moshe, with the non-Jews.
Why can't you have a non-Jew?
Because you have to like yourself, Moshe. A lot of the issue is done by yourself, not with a non-Jew. So again, you can have the same answer now, what you're saying, the marshal. Let's say someone goes out, someone's invited out for Friday night. So he doesn't want to like neighbor's face eating. It's too awkward. You have to go there for an hour and a bit, it's too long. He hasn't got long enough candles to burn when he comes home. What he can do is you rely on this shitter that when you light your neighbor's shabbos, you switch the electric light off, up like a mincha, then you put it on and have in mind when you make the brocha that it's going on the electric light. Well, if you're going with the shitter, you can make a brocha. And then when you come home, that room is nice and light. You don't have to eat there. That's a shalom bias light then. It stops you stumbling. So you're allowed to, what you call it, rely on that. If you're stuck, mummies, you can. That's what many possible say you can. So it's hard to give mummies a chiddush because they use an electric light. There's many possible holds, it's not so good. But where one is stuck, if someone is stuck, Tucker, it hasn't got an ideal situation, then the chori one can use electric lights. It looks like many poskim actually hold, even in such a case, one actually could make a broch on the electric light. And most of the one should not make a broch on the electric light, actually. But many other poskim do hold that one may make a broch on an electric light if one has to. So that's really what comes out. The bottom line is that what one should do. And I say in the hospital, a torch is a good solution for someone who's stuck in such a place to do that there. Okay, everybody. So. Shoe mushrooms and dim. Yeah, there, that's